It's Dana with the Big Time with Whitney Allen, and we are back in the Big Brother backyard with Mark.
Yay. Yes. How are you guys doing?
Oh, good. How are you? You were the first good. Person to ask how we're doing.
Well, of course.
Which I mean, don't expect it, but that's very nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, you guys are here with us doing your job, and I'd like to know how you guys are doing.
Aw, thanks. We're good.
Good.
How do you feel about the outcome of tonight?
I mean, it was the top three was the top three. I mean, me as a competitor, I hated it. I hated how the season went, especially after I left. It was just so predictable and people throwing things left and right. But, I mean, you know, Josh stood his ground whether he competed or not, whether he was the best competitor. He came at me, he came at Elaine, and he stood his ground. So, I mean, Paul played a better game, in my opinion. I respected Josh more, though.
Right.
So,
are you surprised with Cody winning America's Favorite Player?
A little bit. Because we're stuck in a bubble, and all you hear is how much everybody hates Cody.
Yes.
But just seeing how people are interacting with us, not at all. I'm happy for him. He went through hell this year.
Yeah.
And it was just everybody just was gang up and harass Cody, and it was awful.
Speaking of bullying, this season has best been known for bullying. How does that make you feel being associated with that season?
I made my feelings known. When I got in altercations, it was me and Josh. It was one-on-one. I know I said some things behind people's back, but that was just, it's a game.
Right.
But I mean, the whole, five people against two, or hey, you're fighting with them, let me jump in.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just ridiculous. And again, like I said on the show, like, I was bullied as a kid. So I mean, and I'm big and I don't really get bullied, but just being around it, it's just uncomfortable. And I hated it. It was just uncalled for.
Did you and Elena have time or were able to bond with Cody since you were the first three in the jury house?
Yeah, I mean, that week I was in jury house was phenomenal. It was obviously, I would have rather been in the Big Brother house competing, but, Cody's Cody.
Yeah.
We bonded. whatever Cody considers bonding, it was great. I'm going to be seeing him in Dallas. But it was great to spend time with Elena off the cameras.
Yes. And we can't talk to you without talking about Elena.
Of course not.
So, you know, how are we going to make this work? You're in New York? She's in Texas?
I'm going. She disappeared on me.
She left.
She just left me.
Oh, she's interviewing.
I'm going to Dallas for a little bit when I get back to Buffalo. So. I'm going to pack up my truck, drive down. And,
you're going to drive?
Open-ended trip. We'll see how it goes.
Would you move to Dallas? Is that a possibility?
You know, honestly, I really have no idea. I'm not going to say no.
Right.
There's a good chance that I'll stay in Dallas.
Because you, for work, you're a trainer, right?
I can I'd like to think I can train anywhere.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll see if people want to train with me after this.
So one of the more funner, I'm going to move this way because it's about Raven. She's behind me. It could get awkward. One of the funner hashtags this season, Mark is in disbelief.
Because it's just.
I just don't want her to hear me, you know.
I could care less.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could too. Yeah, I already told her. But one of the funner hashtags was Raven Exposed Party. It trended US-wide. And it was just a list of things she said was wrong with her. And then another list contradicting that. Do you think anything was, you know, exaggerated, or do you feel?
So here's my thing.
You know where I'm going.
My disgust with her is because of the whole puppet master thing.
Oh
and
my
the
gosh!
Smug and ignorant.
Your reactions were amazing, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's just because it's just an amazing statement. It's
just
ridiculous. But you can lie. My whole thing is I don't lie about death. I don't lie about sickness. I don't lie about family. So the whole health thing, like, I know she has some things, but. To go above and beyond that, and just again, it's just like how I feel about bullying. It's pathetic. It's low. There's a reason I don't associate with her.
Right.
So I mean, it's just unspeakable for me. It's just, and I'm glad people exposed it.
I mean,
it's awful. Because there's people in this world that can't handle.
Really,
like,
do
can't
suffer.
Help,
yeah.
Really do suffer from these awful diseases. So for you to go on national television and to go on and on, it's sickening. Mm-hmm. I mean, just hearing about it just pisses me off because I'm blessed.
Yes.
Because I understand, I can put things in perspective. And just to hear that, it's just pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad.
So there won't be a Marlena Maven double date anytime soon.
Hell no.
That's what you're saying. Okay, cool.
Hell no. There's they asked me if there's one person that I don't want to see after this, it's Maven. I don't want to see Matt or Raven after this. I don't want to see a frat boy, and I don't want to see a pathological liar.
And I will end on this question. Another video that was very trendy is Matt and Raven had some happy time, we'll call it, in the house, and he did some dishes after, but he noticed there was some stuff left on him and cleaned it off with the same towel he cleaned dishes with while you all were in the house. How?
That's just gross. But yes. I mean, there was, like, the house was disgusting. Like, I'm, like, I was a football player, so the locker room. I didn't mind the dirtiness, and that doesn't shock me. They're pathetic. I mean, see, I can't even start, because if I start talking about them, I just go on a rant.
No, I want you to spill the tea.
It's just irrelevant people. You saw at the jury, the round table, that he's telling me to sit down when I was sitting, and I mean, because all they do is repeat and mock. Like, as a competitor, I don't like irrelevant people. He was irrelevant. And then, like, you saw at the last jury segment that they had the nerve, I don't know if they showed it, but they had the nerve to say they played the same game that I did, that I didn't really do anything. I competed for my safety 4 straight evictions.
Right.
If I didn't win with the first safety, I think I would have been gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they can kiss my ass. I mean, I went to compete, and I competed. I didn't have the best social game because these weren't socially the best people.
Right.
It was disgusting the kind of social game that people played, and I wasn't a part of that, and I'm not that disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw how the game played out. I wasn't a part of it. It is what it is. It was fun, though. But, yeah, as far as they go, man, I no comment. After all that.
We will end on that note, Mark. Thank you so much for making time for the Big Time with Whitney Allen.